When you were born, God created a destiny for you. He has instilled in you all that you need to succeed in life. We learn to grow mentally. We learn to grow physically as we face challenges that sometimes seem impossible to overcome. We grow through these unfavorable circumstances, and God is with us every single step of the way. Now, sometimes in life, you're dealt a hand that is uncomfortable. That's God shaking things up. He's pushing you to get out of that comfort zone. He wants you to move. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to stretch, to face those challenges ahead of you, full well knowing that you can only grow. In Ephesians, it states, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now, you want to talk about being dealt uncomfortable hands? And believe me, I'm not in this by myself. But recently, Janice and I lost two beautiful friends of ours, which were pets, Duke and Pete. Our parents are both suffering from dementia. My job over the last 24 years comes to an end tomorrow. And I've had medical issues here recently requiring me to have CT scans and so forth to determine what's causing some of the discomfort I'm having. For some of you, it may be the loss of a loved one, a less than perfect medical situation, problem children, or even financial problems. We pray to God. We ask for His intervention, asking for Him to resolve all of our problems, to make life easy again, to take away all of the discomfort that we are experiencing. And trust me, God is listening, but He is also placing you in these scary situations to move you forward towards your destiny. You cannot become complacent and accept your current situation as your final destiny. Life isn't always going to be viewed as being fair. Never is, never was. But what God has in store for you is a destiny far greater than anything that you could possibly imagine. Dreams that are bigger than anything you've ever realized. But to get there, you're going to have to rise to another level. You're going to have to stretch yourself and defeat and overcome the obstacles that are being placed before you. To do that, you're going to have to be willing to get out from under the current comfort zone that you're in right now and start facing those battles, knowing full well that God is with you every single step of the way. We all want to be comfortable in life. We like to have all of life's issues all figured out ahead of time. I can tell you, I lay awake at night many, many times trying to come up with solutions to problems that I'm experiencing. The truth is, I'm at my best when I'm just a little bit nervous or just a little bit anxious. I call this a healthy fear. And I will speak to God on numerous occasions, asking for guidance during these times. If I thought I could do everything on my own, I would. But I can tell you, I can't. So what do? You have to rely on faith. At some point in time, you're going to have to move away from the position of having all of the answers, and you're going to have to move to a more aggressive position of accepting faith. Faith that God is there to help you. Faith that God is there to help you achieve those planned destinies that He has for you. He's pushing you to become what He wants you to be and where He wants you to be. If you don't have faith, if you aren't willing to take a risk, I can tell you this: God is more than helpful or glad to get you out of that comfort zone. Which leads me to this story, which happened just a few weeks ago. It explains the sermon that I titled, Get Out of Your Nest. The other day while working in the backyard, Janice and I were shocked at the screeching of a robin who was sitting on the outdoor fireplace. The cries were ear-piercing. What we thought was her desire to have us leave the area that she was residing in was actually a cry of alarm. The nest that that mother robin had built into Arbivitae was under attack by three huge snakes intent on feeding on the baby birds that were in that nest. For the last several weeks, the nest provided the safety and the comfort that those little birds needed to grow. The mother constantly brought food to them while the father robin stood by. The baby birds had no fear of predatory animals. The nest was well hidden. All they needed to do was to eat, sleep, grow, kind of like my life. But little did these baby birds know, snakes are excellent hunters. And they can sense vibration, and they can sense smell from miles away. The mother robin knows this fact. And her job is to get those babies strong enough to fly and eventually leave the nest. In fact, she will push them out when the appropriate time arises. The nest the birds lived in was a comfort. They didn't have to stretch. They didn't have to take risks. The nest was a blessing for a time, but eventually that nest became their demise. Sometimes the nest that we live in becomes too comfortable, and we begin to take that fact for granted. We limit our growth. If we don't get out of our nest, then we never achieve the greatness that God has in store for us. Perhaps when we are faced with tremendous obstacles or events that make us uncomfortable, maybe that's God pushing us out of the nest. That pushing moves us in directions where we begin to discover talents that we never knew we ever had. Talents such as wisdom, strength, determination, patience, compassion. Those scary places, I can tell you, are not comfortable. I hate waking up at night, wondering if I'll ever get back to sleep. I can tell you, it's lonely at 2 o'clock in the morning. When this happens, I remind myself that God is with me, and if God is with me, then no enemy can defeat me. Anxiety is my enemy. But against God, I can tell you, anxiety has no chance. I've learned to trust God, to have faith, that He will lead me through the situations that I am confronted with. I recite the Lord's Prayer several times until I get it right. Now, you may be sitting there saying, how's he not get it right? We say it every single week for 52 weeks out of a year. How can he never get the Lord's Prayer correct? But I can tell you this. You try reciting the Lord's Prayer at 2 o'clock in the morning, standing outside in your underwear, in the middle of winter, when it's 32 degrees and below, and you'll know just exactly what I'm talking about. It's difficult. But as I said, I eventually do get it right, and I find myself back in bed, fast asleep, knowing that what I just went through was a situation where God was listening to me. Now, some of you are having situations right now that are uncomfortable. My suggestion is you need to stay in faith, knowing that God is directing your steps. How many of you remember the story of the man walking on the beach, discussing his problems with God, only to look down into the sand and realize that there was only one set of footsteps? He questions whether God is with him, only to have God respond when the man's troubles became so intense. It was then that he carried him. When Janice and I left the Methodist Church many years ago, We both knew deep down that this was not the right decision for us or for our children. We were both raised to attend church on a regular basis, to give thanks to God for all he had done for us. Eventually, we trusted in God, had faith in his plans for us, and eventually he placed us in his home, Zion United Methodist Church. But for me, that wasn't enough. I wanted more. I wanted God to tell me just exactly what he expected of me. What exactly was my destiny? I asked several times, God, what do you want? I even asked Pastor Rod, how will I know what he wants? Will he ever answer me? Well, the answer came when Pastor Rod asked me to deliver a sermon to you, the congregation. And here I am today, still delivering God's message to the people. Only this time, I do it full well knowing that this was God's doing. I hadn't delivered a sermon before. What if I fail? What if the people don't like the message? What if I don't live up to God's expectations of me? Sure, it would be easy. I could have talked myself out of this and just said, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't feel comfortable doing it. But then I asked myself a very simple question. When you come to the end of your life, will you have more regrets over the risks that you took or over the risks that you didn't take? The answer? God won't fail me. I took the risk. The truth is, if I hadn't trusted God, I wouldn't be up here today. I was comfortable sitting in the back of this church in my pew, listening to short jokes about Danny. I liked my seat. I didn't have to stretch. I didn't need to get out in front of people. I didn't have to deliver God's word. But God had different plans. He pushed me out of that nest. There were times where I was so frightened when I stood up here that my knees were shaking. I thank God that we had a pulpit so he could hide those. There were times when I was physically sick when I stood up here. I needed the pulpit to hold me up. Thoughts raced through my mind telling me that I couldn't do this. I'm not the right person. But it was in those scary places that God carried me and helped me realize that I had talents that I never dreamed I'd had. They were in me all the time. But if God had not pushed me out of that nest, those doors would have never opened. There will be times when all of us are confronted with unfavorable circumstances, when all seems lost. You're going to feel that there's no path forward. But I can tell you the scriptures say it best. God will bring you out on eagle's wings. When I look back on my life, the times that I've grown, discovered hidden talents, became more confident in my abilities, it was never in easy times. Never was. It was when I was uncomfortable, over my head, afraid to make decisions. It's in those scary places where you develop those talents that you never realized you really had. Sure, it's easy to play it safe all the time. It's easy to stay in your comfort zone. It's easy to never push yourself beyond what you're capable of achieving. The real truth is, it's really more dangerous to stay in the nest. The baby birds stayed in the nest. They felt safe. They felt comfortable. But eventually, the outcome wasn't a positive one. My challenge to you is don't die in your nest. Don't get so comfortable that you won't venture out of your comfort zone and experience what God has put in your heart. Some opportunities don't come a second time. It's either now or it's never in some cases. If I hadn't taken Pastor Rod's request to deliver a sermon to this congregation, that opportunity may have very well passed me by. I would still be asking that question. God, what is it that you expect of me? But I didn't let fear hold me back. And even today, not only do I give sermons here when the pastors are gone, I've been asked to give sermons at other churches. Full well knowing that this is what God had planned for my destiny. When you know that God has put something in your heart, take that leap of faith. Go strong. Achieve your God-given destiny. If it's working with veterans, then go work with the veterans. If it's volunteering in a hospital, then go volunteer. If it's feeding the poor, go down to a food bank and help. If it's delivering God's word and giving a sermon, take the opportunity to do that. Go boldly, knowing that God is with you, directing every single one of your steps. To me, nothing would be sadder than to come to the end of one's life wondering if you had done all that God had asked of you, that you were afraid to leave the nest for fear of failure. You may feel fear, but don't let comfort keep you from God's calling. Come out of your nest and start using those eagle wings. Greatness awaits all of us if we are listening to what God is asking of us. He's about to bring greatness into your life. God is going to do for you what he has done for me. It's your time. Destiny is calling. Come over to that uncomfortable side, because that is where God is. That is where you will see favor. That is where you will develop your hidden talents. And that is where doors will be opened that were previously shut. God is calling. Are you willing to take that leap of faith? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we may not understand how everything will work out, but we trust you. We have faith in you. We don't always see a way, but I know you will make a way. We have faith at this very moment you are touching our hearts, opening doors, healing the sick, and lining up the right breaks and opportunities. Things may look dark right now, but we have faith that our dawn is coming. In Jesus' name, amen.